Based on this study, the consultants presented the broad financial scenario for the first 3 years of operation of the Argyle International Airport. Year one, total operating revenues, $6.129 million. Operating expenses, $10.3 million, leaving a loss of $4.1 million. Year two, operating revenues, $8.9 million. Operating expenses, $10.357 million, leaving $1.44 million deficit. Year three, breaking even, $10.3 million. Operating revenues, $10.357 million. Total operating expenses. One of these, the Argyle International Airport Incorporated. This will manage the passenger terminal and associate facilities of the Argyle International Airport. While the other company will be a wholly owned subsidiary of the Argyle International Airport, Inc. And this will provide ground handling services to all the airlines that operate at Argyle and need the service. These two companies will operate in an autonomous and efficient manner with a view to covering their cost of operations and to earn a surplus. Government would also like to enter into a rental agreement with a suitable private firm for the efficient management of the cargo terminal, which is now under construction. However, in the event a suitable partner cannot be found to manage this facility, the airport management company would also manage this facility with a view to generating surpluses on its operations.